Welcome to the Ballsy Broadcast. I'm your host, Renee Sager. I help career-driven women, go-getters, and you self-proclaimed type A control freaks that I love, who've outgrown who they used to be, get clear on who they are and what they want now in their life and business. Each week, I will bring you the insights and individuals that will challenge your old ideas of who you think you should be, a dose of reality to get you out of overwhelm and into action, and ultimately move you into a bolder and ballsier version of yourself. If you are someone that appreciates raw and real conversation that actually moves the needle in your life and business, you found the right spot. Hello and welcome back. I am actually sitting in a parking lot doing this episode because I'm still trying to figure out the routine of my life and when I can get things in and how I want it to flow. And, you know, having a kid or not, I mean, life just never stays the same, right? Like if you don't have a new baby, maybe you have a teen and it's like, okay, now they're in this or now they're changing that. If you don't have a kid at all, you know, maybe it's a dog thing or, you know, you're in a relationship and I mean, you get a hit with a big bill or you get injured. I mean, life just never stops lifing and we have to learn how to roll with the punches and not be so dug in to how we think it should be. So, you know, for like the last couple of months, I've been dropping him off at his babysitter and then zipping home, trying to get the podcast done, doing all the things. And then, you know, like 45 minutes before I pick him up, I'm like, well, this time's wasted because I'm gonna have to get in the car soon. And so it was just like 4-hour window ended up being like 90 minutes of productivity. And so I was like, okay, I got to change things. Like, I would love to be at my house sitting down in my office recording this. And sometimes I can do that if I can get my podcast done earlier in the week, but sometimes I can't. And the best that I can do is to take my stuff with me and to find a spot that's quiet where I can make it happen. Because life doesn't always go according to plan. So if you've been just like hanging on by the skin of your teeth. Is that the saying? Is that how you say it? Whatever. That doesn't actually make sense. But if you've been hanging on by the skin of your teeth, hair of your chins, like trying to force things to just work, I just want to offer you the idea or give you the nudge to just let it go. Like throw your hands up, go with the wind for a minute. Like what if you stopped trying to control how it should look, how they should feel, how people should respond, and you just let it be. I mean, truly, this is a reason why I find so many women turn to emotional eating, binge eating, drinking, you know, whatever your flavor of self-sabotage is it's because you're clinging so tightly to a life that maybe isn't actually the best thing for you, but you hold on to it, not because you also think it's the best thing for you, but because change is scary and you go out of your way to just kind of keep forcing things into the same routine, the same rhythm. I just want things to stay exactly the same. But what you're failing to think about is that it's very, very possible there's something so much better for you on the other side. That could in fact be why things aren't working out the way that they should. That could be why things are so much harder than they need to be, because you're trying to force something that's below where you're at. Something better is trying to come through, something more in alignment with the person that you are today, but you're clinging so tightly to how things used to be or how you thought things should be that you're not getting to see that new chapter. So that's not at all what the podcast is about, but I just was on the front of my brain and I wanted to share that with you because you may be dealing with that. Okay. Today's actual episode is about overcompensation. And I had planned on doing this episode and I was listening to another podcast with Dr. Becky, whatever. She's like a children's psychologist or something. I'm not sure what she is, but she was on a podcast and she was talking about children's emotions and how, you know, I can't remember what age group she was talking about, little babies, teens, I think it's all of them, honestly. But it was about how they often overcompensate their emotions because they're figuring out where the middle is. Like they don't know. I think about this all of the time with Henry or with Miles or just with other people's kids. It's like, they've literally never done this before. They've never gone to school in the third grade. They've never had to deal with disappointment. They've never had something sad or hurt, or they've never known how to say something politely. Like, they don't know how to do that. They have to learn all of it. They have to learn all of it. And in that process, there's often overcompensation. Right. I think we see this with kids and their style too, right? They're like, I just want to be original. I just want to be so unique. I just want to be myself. And they end up with like the weirdest hair, the weirdest hair color, like the weirdest clothes. They just like make up their own language. And it's because they're trying to find, where do I fit in? What feels like me? Now, why do you care about this? What does this have to do with anything related to this podcast? And it's because this is the same thing that happens when you're changing your relationship to food. This happens. I'm gonna talk about the food thing, but it also happens with exercise. It also happens with speaking up in relationships and being vulnerable and sharing. So let's go back to the food thing. So the overcompensation piece is kind of like a rite of passage. And this, oftentimes there's this fear of like, I'm going to gain a ton of weight because I've heard you say like, maybe you eat more than normal. Gaining weight isn't like mandatory. That's like not, it depends on so many things. It depends on how much you're binge eating, how much you're emotionally eating. Like it depends on so many factors. Weight gain is not this thing that has to happen for you to change your relationship with food. However, often we do tend to indulge, if you will, more frequently on previously restricted items because we're struggling to find that middle lane. When you're only used to all or nothing, when you're only used to eating cookies curled up on the couch alone after everyone goes to sleep, when you get a cookie for the first time midday or you're left home and you're like, I think I'm just going to have one, and then you end up eating four, that's actually the process of finding the middle lane with food. That's actually part of the process of being able to not have any cookies if you don't want, like to just have the cookies be there and be like, meh, I don't want any. Like, you may first eat 2, 3, 4 cookies to be able to be like, you know what? I don't even want these. I don't actually even like these. Like, the number of foods that I used to binge on, the number of foods that I hear from clients that they're like, I don't even really like eating that food anymore. I thought I did. I thought I couldn't stop once I had it, is no longer true because they did this work, because they went through this process and found their own food neutrality, their own level of freedom around food. And that often comes with kind of overshooting a little bit, right? Where you know, think about if the first time you sit down with a bowl of ice cream and you've literally never, you know, sat down with ice cream, you're probably going to want more than you normally would. And that may happen a few times. And eventually you get to the point where you're like, do I want ice cream or not? And you actually get to have a choice. That's the difference, is that in the beginning or before you work with me, it's just like this tunnel vision that comes over you. You're like, I don't even have a choice. Like, there's no off. Like, everything goes blank or everything goes dark and I just can't stop eating the thing. Like, that is such a normal thing that I hear from so many women, is it's just like there is no off switch. And so much of that is coming because while you're eating, even though you're completely checked out, you're just completely dissociated from your body, from the food, there is still a part of you that's thinking, after this, I'm never having it again. After I finish off this bag, I'm never buying it again. After I eat this, I'm getting back on track tomorrow. I'm signing up for that program that I've been eyeing on Weight Watchers. I'm going to talk to my doctor about the weight loss drug. I'm going to start cutting out carbs. Those voices are in your head swirling around while you're detached, while you're inhaling the food. And so you're like, I might as well just eat all of it because I'm never going to do this again. Like I did this, I was in this cycle for over a decade. Okay. So we have to begin breaking that cycle, which may mean you eat a few extra cookies. You have a little extra ice cream. But it's not this like binge fest, never stop eating like you think might happen. There's the thought that like, if I allow myself to eat food, and it's not like if we work together, I'm not just like, okay, go buy all your food and like, just let go and just follow your dreams. Like if you want, just eat it all. It's not like that. There's more structure and some people want a little bit more rigidity than others. Like it totally depends on where you're at and what you like. And that's the benefit of one-on-one is that we really get to ultimately tailor everything to you because there is no such thing as a perfect food plan. Like, I don't know, maybe some people really do like counting macros. I'm not sure. I could never do it successfully, but like, it's not my business. I don't care if they do. If that's what works for someone, great. Like, there's so many people on the planet. There's so many different ways of eating, living, thinking, feeling, believing. To think that there's one way that's going to work for everyone is such a small-minded way of thinking. That's simply not true. But the goal is to ultimately find a way that offers you the most amount of peace and sanity around food and in your body so that you can fully participate in your life. And in the beginning of this process, that very often, 99% of the time, includes some amount of overcompensation, right? This can also happen where like you're going on a trip and you're nervous or you're excited and you're like, listen, I brought 38 dresses, 17 pairs of shorts, 9 sandals, 1 pair of underwear because we all, I'm terrible at packing. I am so bad at packing. I don't know why I pack the things that I pack, but I'm like, I will literally do that, like 38 dresses and 1 pair of underwear. Like, what am I thinking? And in the moment, I'm like, this is a great idea. And then I get to the place, I was like, maybe it's like some form of self-sabotage so that I have to go shopping. I'm like, oh my gosh, I only brought sweatshirts and fleece-lined leggings to this tropical vacation. So I guess I have to go shopping. Like, I don't know, but I'm terrible. But maybe that's a bad example, but that's what I'm saying is like, by the time, if that's your first trip ever and you're like, I don't even know what I'm doing, you'll probably overcompensate. You're like, I'm way overpacked. And by the time you go to the same place, like if you go to that same trip 7 times, by the 7th trip, like you've got it pretty dialed in. You're like, I'm never going to wear that. I don't actually need this. This is a must have. Okay, great. And you're walking on that plane with a carry-on. Because you've practiced it. You know what to expect. Okay, I mentioned that this can also happen with, you know, speaking up. This is a big one. Many of the individuals that I work with tend to shove everything down. Like, no, I'm fine. And then, you know, the way to release that is through eating, is through some sort of, you know, taking it out on yourself. And so when we're in the process of learning how to speak up for ourselves or tell our partner that like, actually, I'm not okay, or I'm mad, or, you know, ask for something different at work, or talk to a friend about something that hurt your feelings, it kind of comes off a little clunky the first time. And this is the same thing with food, is that it's because there's this idea of it, of how it should look. You're like striving for perfection. You're like, okay, I'm going to say this in a way that's like not offensive, but not too blunt, but definitely gets the point across. And it's, I mean, this is like a big, important conversation. So I want to make sure that I'm kind, but I also want to make sure that I'm not a pushover. And like, I don't know, if it doesn't go right, this is never going to work out and everything's going to fall apart. And the pressure is so high to do it perfectly that when you see the person, you just like end up screaming because it's just too much pressure. That means same thing with food is like, okay, you're like, okay, I'm going to be really careful around these donuts. I'm really going to be careful. I'm only going to have one. I'm going to really taste it. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to savor it. I'm going to do everything right. I'm going to do this eating thing perfectly. And then you've had 7 donuts and you're like, what just happened? There is no such thing as perfect. And when you start to give yourself more wiggle room, when you start to give yourself more leeway, it starts getting easier. If you haven't listened to podcast, I want to say it's like 2 or 3 or something, The Tightrope with Food. It's very early on. Actually, if you're new here at all and you're like really needing help with the food and body stuff, start from podcast 1. Like the first 100 episodes are so nuanced and specific and detailed about this, kind of similar to this episode, that like that's where you want to be. But specifically that Tightrope with Food episode comes about this as well, because when we have no room for error, the second you say something dumb, the second you stumble over your words, the second you eat one too many cookies or have one more bowl of cereal, you're like, all bets are off. I knew I couldn't do it. But when you're like, all right, yeah, okay. I mean, give or take, you know, I mean, it's not going to be perfect. This was my issue with macros and calories and stuff, is that I would go over by 35 grams or 35 ounces, or not ounces, that's a lot of ounces of anything, 35 calories or whatever. And I would just, I couldn't. It was just so all or nothing and obsessive. And those things fed into my neuroses around control. And like, just have to get it right. Just have to get it right. Just have to get it right. And so that desire to do it perfectly, to maintain the perfect weight, to look the perfect way, to speak the perfect way, to never stumble, to never mess up, to never eat too much, to never get too hungry or too full. All that did was keep me starting at day one, over and over and over. We're striving for this idea. Actually, full circle, this really does tie into what I was talking about in the very beginning, is that when we can let go a little and just be like, okay, I guess I'm recording my podcast in my car. And by the way, I'm doing this on a different mic, and I apologize because sometimes I get animated and I pull my head away from the mic. So I apologize if this gets a little quiet at certain parts, but like sometimes that's what we got to do, right? Like sometimes the only thing that we can eat is like buttered noodles and garlic bread. And we're like, actually, I'd really like some protein and veggies. And this is all I have. It's 8 p.m. I'm freaking hungry and tired. I just want to eat this damn meal so I can go to sleep. Sometimes that happens, right? Sometimes you eat way more than you wanted. Sometimes you're a real asshole in your relationships. Be better at forgiving yourself. Lengthen that runway that you have for imperfection. All right, my friends, thanks for being here. I will be back next week. Oh, actually, I forgot. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't mention this earlier. Merch is out, my friends. Ballsy Broads has merch. It is on my website. I will drop the link in my show notes. You have, let's see, by the time this podcast is coming out, you'll have a little over a week to purchase these items. They're so cute. I love them. Please go buy. Please shop. Please share on Instagram. Give me a tag. Every time someone buys something, it sends me an email, and I do a little happy squeal because I can't believe people have bought things, and it makes me really happy. So yeah, please go check it out if you're interested. Again, I'm only having it live for a total of 2 weeks, and I'm going to pull it off my site. So if you're interested in something, don't be like, maybe next month or whatever. Like, get in or get out. Okay. All right. Go check it out. Hey, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. If you liked what you heard today and you're wondering how we can work together and the different offerings I have, be sure to visit reneesager.com to learn more. And in the meantime, stay ballsy.